Lavash at First Sight by Tallinn Voskuni. Read by Christine Mirzayan. For queer Armenians everywhere. Chapter 1. I opened the conference room door, balancing my laptop, air for efficiency, and water bottle, navy blue for subliminal, I'm not a girly girl vibes, and I'm happily surprised to find my boyfriend, Kyle, sitting in a swivel chair concentrating on his screen. Early for my meeting? I'm honored, I say, sliding next to him. My good luck charm, I think, right before the biggest presentation of my career. God, he's hot. I never thought I'd be with a guy like this, the tennis player look. Tall, with thin, toned limbs and thick, almost wavy, almost blonde hair. He looks perilously handsome in his blue Oxford button-down. I idolized men like this back in high school, and none of them would ever look at me. Me, the perfectly average in every way swarthy Armenian girl. But guess what? Thick eyebrows and big butts are in now, and I bagged my dream guy. He's mine. I rest my hand on his knee, and he instantly sloughs it off. Ugh, his stupid rules, I forgot. But we're in the room without any windows facing the office with an opaque door. Seemed safe to me. Not at work, Ellie, he chides. Our dating is a secret, even though we're in lateral positions, so it's technically allowed. We don't even report to the same boss. Kyle goes to such great lengths to hide our relationship at work and outside work that sometimes I worry he's lost interest in me. Since he's not from the Bay Area and moved out here for this job, most of his buddies are his coworkers, so when he's out with them, I'm not allowed. But then he'll text me Friday late evening and come over, and he'll grab my waist and lift me up to kiss me like we're the only two people in the world. The thought of it stirs me, and I whisper into his ear, "Right, I'll have to wait until after work to give you the present I've been working on." He pushes his swivel chair away, and damn it, looks like I've gone too far. I'll have to be in damage control mode. I'm sorry, I say, before he speaks. Then he does. I'm not sure we should keep doing this. He's serious. The way he looks at me isn't with any of his Friday night desire. It's the way he looks at one of our coworkers when he's rejected their idea for being too out of scope. The blue of his eyes that had me thinking of him as my secret ocean-eyed boyfriend now feels empty and vast. The sharpness of his features, which I'd always imagined gently pricking me in the most enticing ways, morphs into ice picks. I can be more subtle, I promise. I lost myself there. That wasn't me. I need this. I need him. It's only been a few months, but he's the one for me. I could see us working our way up the ranks, a power couple now at Abilify and then beyond. Two Fortune 500 CEOs married. Think of the Bloomberg profiles. Hell, he's so hot, we might even make Vanity Fair. His voice is almost even, except for a hint of disgust in it. I've been wanting to tell you, this isn't working. I feel like I'm living two lives. I hate it.
He hates it.
He hates being with me. He hates me! The logic is simple, sound, and I'm not talking myself out of it. He's doing it. He's breaking up with me now, in the goddamn Wallaby conference room! All of the rooms are named after Australian creatures because of the origins of Jack, Abilify's co-founder. 4 minutes before the chairs fill up with our company's most important directors and VPs. I need this account. I'd practiced my slides over 20 times and got feedback from all my direct reports. It was supposed to be perfect. Now I can't even remember the title. Instead, images from the weekend fill my head, of curling up beside him under his tartan duvet, the hour far too late, abandoned glasses of scotch on the nightstand. We were getting so close. I thought we were going to start. I'm almost too embarrassed to say it. Dating. For real, and be your actual girlfriend. You told me all those things about your brother. Stop. It's done. I'm sorry I had to do it here, but I've been holding it in for days. The shock of him wanting to break up with me for days is interrupted by the tremendous trio. The three women I manage, pushing open the conference door. The first of them, Nina, stops short when she spots Kyle and me.
We can come back?
They know. Kyle and I are supposed to be